At this time, I'd like to ask Danielle to come forward. Well, as I said, family, I can't think of a better way for us to begin our Advent season by hearing from a variety of different people, five different people this morning, allowing them to share their testimony in a very personal way that I can't quite do. And I've gotten to know Danielle over the last few years and have spent quite a bit of time with her, and I've got to see her develop and really dig deep with the Lord and really get to know him more personally. From my perspective, she's quite a testimony to the scripture we just read, and that was somewhat coincidental and somewhat not. You guys know her. She's always smiling. She's always happy. She's always focusing on how good God is and his blessings, and she's one of our announcers, and she also leads our intercessory prayer team. So Danielle, we're ready to hear what you have for us this morning.
So, well, was happy and now I'm not? No, kidding. I'm going to share my story with you. I'm going back 2 years when we first came here. This is so hard for me. Okay, I'm going to stay here then. 2016, my husband and I came here on a relocation tour, and I will tell you, I absolutely fell in love with Boquete. And the thing I loved about it was that it's the calmness and the peacefulness, and there was a spiritual blessing that I felt when I came here. So we left, we went back, 7 months later, we relocate to Boquete. Sold everything, moved, and in that 7 month time period, questioned a lot by my family and friends and my boss, why in the world are you leaving and moving to Panama? And I said, because God's telling me to. I felt such a strong pull that he wanted me here. I didn't know what for, but I just knew he wanted me here. So he made all of that, all the path of everything that needed to be done to get here, he orchestrated that. There was no question in my mind. Well, shortly after we got here, I was miserable. And as happy-go-lucky and all of that you can possibly imagine, I was miserable. I was depressed. I was full of anxiety. I worried. I can't even explain to you the emotions that I went through shortly after we got here. They were emotions that I didn't even know I was capable of having because that was never part of me. I ended up in a community happy hour. We all know what those are. Anyway, community happy hour, and sitting at the table directly across from me, I met Karen Gracie. And I looked at Karen, she looked at me, and she just reaches over and she puts her little hand on my arm and she says, "You should come to Ladies Bible Study." I went, "Okay." Something. Karen picked me up, we came to Ladies Bible Study, my very first Ladies Bible Study. I just came from the secular world. Very male-oriented. I walk into this room, and there's 12, 14 women sitting around a table, loving each other, caring for each other, sharing very vulnerable personal stories. And I'm sitting there going, really? Because my background has never been that. But to see that community of women loving on each other and supporting each other, I felt God telling me, see, this is what I have for you. And it warmed my heart beyond words. And all I could think of is, thank you, God, for showing me this. Well, at that lady's Bible study, directly across from me, sat a woman who was the spitting image of the woman that adopted my 2-year-old German Shepherd. So that connection with her was just overwhelmingly warm, because what I wanted to do was find out how my dog was doing, knowing fully well it wasn't her. But anyway. So we get done with Ladies Bible Study, and I introduce myself, and at some point I'll tell you the backstory to that, but for purposes of time. She became not only my friend and my mentor, but that woman reached out and just completely covered me in comfort and guidance. God put her across the table from me that day so that I would get to know Lori. And through Lori, and come talk with me, which she facilitated and taught many of those classes. Through her, changed my relationship with him forever. I pray to God, I ask him for things. It's always been a one-way communication with him. It's like I praise him, I thank him, I ask him for stuff, and I pray, and I thank him again. Can I get it? I thank him again. But there was never a two-way communication. And after Come Talk With Me, it changed me that I can now have a two-way conversation with him. I can ask him, I can discern, I can get worried and lost and sad, and I can go talk to him. Now, that didn't happen overnight, and it didn't happen right away. After I met Lori, and she kind of covered me and helped me, mentor me, and get me through different situations, I found the house, the home that we live in now. And that home, God sent us there. As I was looking for a new place to live, and the first time I get my computer and pull it up and get on Boquete Ning, the very first thing is that place. We call them, we rent it, we move in, and I'm asking, the landlord asks me, how did you find this? And I said, well, it was on the front page of the Boquete Ning website. She goes, I've been looking for that ad for 3 months, and it's never there. I said, that's because God wanted us here. He just waited till I got there, and he gave it to me. Well, it was shortly after we moved into that home that, lo and behold, I walk out my front door, and who comes down the stairs from the condo above us but Marilyn Anderson. Marilyn Anderson, for those of you know, is a woman who was in constant prayer. You have a start a conversation, I get goosebumps, see all that. Goosebumps me, not her. Talking to Marilyn, and you start a conversation with her, you can feel her praying. And she'll pray for you, and she will guide you, and she was an incredible mentor. God put us there under Marilyn because all that praying going on upstairs, it just kind of fell through the bottom floor because you could feel Marilyn all the time. Now, mind you, she and I never had a conversation sitting at a table across from each other. It was always outside my door. Usually I'd catch her halfway up the stairs, and she'd be standing in the stairs having this conversation for an hour. But she was another one that God put in my path. He put her in my path to learn to pray and how to pray, because there's a lot to that. I mean, there's different ways to do that. So my point here today is just to tell you how much God has really transformed me in so many ways. Through the discernment of Come Talk With Me, to being able to have a close relationship with him, to be able to stand back and hear him. So now when I'm worried or have anxiety or need help in figuring stuff out, I can put myself in time out and talk to him and hear him and have him guide me and continue with the path. He's also, in the last couple of months, I finally have come to the realization that my children can actually have lives without me in the middle of it. Praise God. And I think they're probably saying that too. Praise God, you finally found a life. But most importantly, and I can tell you this, there's a laundry list of things that he's done for me just in these last 2 years and before. But my list is way, way, way too long for the time that's very short. But I just want you to know that he is still working on me, and I am still a work in progress. Thank you. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Danielle, for sharing this. But let's rise and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here we go.
I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive. Well, your spirit is within me. Because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken.
And my God will liberally supply your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
To our God and Father be the glory forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
Harrison and Daryl, if y'all would come on forward. Family, do you believe what we just read and listened to, that God will supply every one of our needs? Kind of, sort of. That was weak. Do we believe that he'll supply every one of our needs?
Yes.
Amen. We do. Great. Well, family, this is Harrison. Many of you guys see him around in the back, and he helps us with the sound. And this young man is being discipled by Daryl, and this young man is just, he is on fire for Christ, and he has a powerful story to share with us this morning. So let's
hear Harrison. Él trabaja muchas veces allá atrás en el puesto de sonido, y nosotros estamos en una relación de discipulado, así que él va a compartir con ustedes esta mañana.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Bueno, mi historia es un poco larga. Voy a tratar de resumirla por temas de tiempo.
My story is a bit long, but I'm going to try to be brief for time reasons.
Obviamente, estamos en un ambiente de agradecimiento.
We're at a time of giving thanks to the Lord.
Es algo que debemos tener constantemente.
That's something we should always do.
Pero en mi corazón, este último año ha sido, la verdad, total evidencia de que Dios hace cosas maravillosas y gigantes.
But this last year has been an incredible demonstration that God does amazing things far more greater than I could ever imagine.
El año pasado fue un año bastante difícil para mí.
This last year was very difficult for me.
Realmente no estoy aquí porque tenía planeado venir.
Really, I'm
aquí.
Not here because I plan to live in Panama.
Vivía bien, como muchos colombianos hoy pueden gozar de comodidades a pesar de ciertas circunstancias.
I was living very well in Colombia, like many Colombians, in spite of some of the poverty, I was living quite well.
Pero cuando dejamos de lado a Dios, tomamos muchas veces muy malas decisiones.
But when we leave God to the side, we often make very poor decisions.
Siendo preciso, hay una palabra que lo define y es ambición.
And there's a word that defines us very well, and that's ambition.
Y bueno, eso me llevó a tomar un rumbo que no le deseo a nadie, al punto de arriesgar mi familia, mi empresa, y finalmente estar en riesgo incluso de perder mi vida.
And that ambition led me on a road that I wouldn't want anybody to walk, that put in danger not only my family, but my business, and eventually my own life.
Momentos en los que piensas, duérmete y no despiertes nunca más.
There were times when I thought to myself, I'll just go to sleep and never wake up again.
Tomé la decisión de salir primeramente de mi ciudad.
I made the decision to leave my city.
Y llegué a la ciudad donde nací.
And I went to the city where I was born.
Y empiezo a buscar de Dios.
And I began to seek God there.
Y en honestidad asistía a una iglesia.
And I began attending a church there in my need.
Pero me sentía vacío.
But I felt completely empty inside.
No sentía espíritu.
In my spirit, I was empty.
Pero seguí constante buscando de Dios, creyendo que Él podía hacer algo por mí.
But I kept seeking after the Lord, knowing that He could do something with my life.
Es así que Él proveyó no sé de dónde, yo ya no tenía absolutamente nada para llegar aquí a Panamá.
I had nothing left to be able to come here to Panama, but somehow the Lord provided.
Y bueno, aquí he visto cómo Dios se manifiesta día a día.
And here I've been able to see that God manifests himself on a daily basis.
Literalmente no tener nada, no saber cómo iba a ser para que mi familia pudiera estar nuevamente conmigo y ver la gloria de Dios de cómo sin absolutamente nada hoy los tengo aquí.
I came with absolutely nothing. I had lost everything. And to see how God has not only provided for me personally, but has allowed my family to come and join me here has been amazing.
Adicional, cuando llegan, pensar cómo los voy a sostener aquí.
And of course, I had the thought, how am I possibly going to support my family once they arrive?
Y son 4 meses casi, agosto, septiembre, octubre, noviembre, 4 meses en los que gracias a Dios no nos ha faltado nada.
And it's been 4 months since they were able to come from Colombia to join me, since, well, August, September, October, November, and they haven't lacked anything in that time.
Y, gracias. La gloria para Dios. Y, bueno, como les decía, la actitud de gratitud debemos tenerla todo el tiempo.
As I said, an attitude of gratitude is what we need all the time.
Porque sin importar quién seamos, Dios es bueno todo el tiempo.
Because no matter who we feel we are, God is always good.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 God, this is, go ahead, Psalm 46.
Reading Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble.
Mm-hmm. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us.
I find that truth incredibly profound, because God doesn't just comfort us for the sake of comforting us. It's so multifaceted. He's always got many purposes in it. And it says that he comforts us so that we can then comfort others, so we can share in their suffering. We can relate to them. How many of you have ever experienced that? You've had a friend or a family member that have experienced exactly what you're going through or something similar, and that really ministered to you.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, praise God. Ken Airwood, if you would come forward. Ken is a brother I've gotten to know over the last year. And he's got quite the story and quite a living testimony to many of these things that we just discussed of God's comfort, but not just his comfort, but so much more than that. So, Ken, you have the floor.
Well, thank you very much. When Byron said, "Come say some things to the congregation," he didn't tell me how frightening it is to look out at all those eyes.
Amen.
And if you're not accustomed to it, it's really intimidating. I mean, I'm not joking. I'm ready to collapse. Does anyone have a glass of water or something? But seriously, when he asked me to come, the first reaction I had was, why did we come? Come is to Bukete. My wife Vivi and I were sitting in a pretty comfortable living in Georgia in that plus 55 utopia called Del Webb. Our golf game didn't improve, but our pickleball did. And I think we were just sitting around talking. We want to serve God more than we are where we are. And we tried to do more there, but it was very difficult. Somehow, I don't know how, you tell me perhaps, that all of a sudden we looked at Panama, and then all of a sudden we were looking at Bukete. We had never been here. Notwithstanding the fact that I've spent 40 years living abroad, Asia, Europe, Africa, I had never been to Panama. One thing led to another, including a phone call to Bob Silva, who sits in the back and looks at me now, don't do this to me. But I called him, and I knew the church we were going to join, this one. We had lots of problems in dealing with this. But the thing that I want to share with you is a little bit back in my life. I think it gives a certain blend. I was in Africa, Johannesburg, and I converted to Judaism under a Rabbi Bernard. And in that regard, you have to go to the Beth Din to get permission. They spit on you, they discourage you, and then finally they'll let you come. And I learned the Old Testament pretty well. It's called the Torah. But that soon faded, and I traveled and moved to other parts of the world. And I finally ended up in Houston, Texas. And in Houston, Texas, I met someone named Ed Young, Pastor Ed Young. His church is huge, as you may all know. And I was baptized by Pastor Young. And all of a sudden, I was traveling a lot in business, so I started carrying a Bible, my mother had given it to me. It was ragged and sort of doe-eared and so forth, but I started carrying that on my business trips. And I'd read it on the plane or sitting in the whatever. And finally, one day, I was traveling to Atlanta Airport on something called the Grooms, which is everyone's way of going to the airport when you live in the middle of Georgia. And I came to a turn in the road. I was reading in the Bible, and for the first time in my life, I prayed, and I said, in Jesus' name I pray. It just hit me like a bolt. You have no idea the emotional struggle I went through. I mean, I started weeping on this Grooms and going into the terminals in Atlanta. They thought I was some sort of misplaced, depressed wacko. But that's how strongly I was brought to Jesus by God. And from that point, we've come here to Bukete. I'm cutting the story short due to time. But Bukete is such a revelation of God. I have seen the world, believe me. And I can tell you, Bukete, Panama was to me heaven on earth. Look at the lushness of the mountains. There are over 900 bird species here. Did you know that? Not that it matters, but it did to me. Because every time I look out my window, I see God's general revelation. I see creation. What better place to come to grow spiritually, which is what we needed to do. Like everyone, we need to walk a better walk. We want to put God first. It's very difficult. But we came here to serve God in any way that God told us. We sold our house, all of our possessions, in 14 days. Wow. Wow. And I was here within 21 days. It's a tough act to follow, Danielle, but we knew we belonged here. But doing what? I do not know. And I have spoken with the leadership of the church and say, I'll do anything. I don't sweep floors very well, but anything to serve the kingdom. Why? Because I've served myself most of my life. I have only been a Christian for 21 years. And I was in business. And you think, as Bob and I often share with one another, the business acumen and the business just doesn't travel into the spiritual world. But we try not to do it, but we fail often. But every time I say this to myself, I say the following. We have got a lot of spiritual warfare here, even though it's idyllic, even though this is God's, I think, heaven on earth. But why? Because spiritual warfare increases our faith because we have to go to God to overcome it. The two things I'm going to share with you, then I'm going to leave this up to others. I have learned in the last 8 months that I needed to have a closer relationship with God, number one. Number two, I had to pray in faith because God has answered some very tough problems for us instantly almost through praying in faith, saying, He will hear me and He will fix it. And on the other side of every anger, every hate, every problem, there's love, acceptance, and forgiveness. And that's what you folks represent, the love of God. I thank you for this opportunity.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Please rise. Let's praise Him some more. Yet you love each one of us and provide perfectly for us. Thank you. We thank you for calling us each here. I know everyone has has a story of how you drew us here together to be your family. And Lord, we praise you for your perfect provision, your perfect love, your perfect plan. Thank you for our brothers and sisters. Thank you for everything, Lord. May you be glorified now in this worship through offering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.